Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
hallelujah. Your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth, hallelujah, as I know it to be. And I just want you to just excuse me momentarily. I'm going to open up my chat room and have it available for your sitting and your listening pleasure. So if you just give me a moment to just welcome everyone. I want to welcome all of you to the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. Once again, your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. And you're listening to the Old Ship of Zion. This is the producers. It's Block Talk Radio. Hallelujah. And if you have any prayer petitions that you would want to bring to the attention of the Old Ship of Zion and the listeners, you're welcome to do so. If you have any miracles that God has performed in your life, at the conclusion of this program, you will be prompted when to call in, and you can make your prayer request known. And so I just want, once again, to just welcome all our first-time listeners, our business colleagues, our kingdom family, our kinship family, and just all of you that are out there in digital radio land. I just want to welcome you and just come aboard the Old Ship of Zion. Bring all your digital devices, may it be your laptop, may it be your iPhone, your smartphone, your tablet, and whatever digital toys that you have at your disposal. You are welcome to come aboard. Bring your chip, your dip, and whatever you want to sip, and allow me to minister the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. And so now I think I have welcomed, everyone. Hallelujah. And I just want to let you know God is going to bless you for being a continual listener of the Old Ship of Zion from its early beginnings up until this very moment. I just want to send a hearty thank you to all of my loyal and faithful continual listeners of the Old Ship of Zion. And may God richly bless you, you, and you, as I know that he shall. All right, so now I think I've got that accomplished. And so we're going to go right now on into prayer. Now, I always go into an opening prayer, and that is to acknowledge all of you that has lost loved ones, because we know in which the world that we live, we know that it's so much, hallelujah, that's going on. And hallelujah, we just want to let you know that you're lost. You are not alone. You might say, Overseer Ward, I am alone. I am physically alone, but you might be physically alone, my brother and my sister, but I want you to know that you are not spiritually alone. And I'm going to turn my volume down just a bit because I want you to hear more of me and less of them. Hallelujah. So we have a time in which to bring them But now we're going to just, you know, kind of have that down a little bit. And so, like I said, you might be spiritually alone. I mean, you might be physically alone, but you are not spiritually alone. And the reason why is that God has sons and daughters that he has placed all over this planet Earth to pray for each and every one. We are, God said, we are to pray one for another. And so if we are doing what God has instructed us to do, then that is what we are doing. We are praying daily. This is just not a temporary thing, is to pray. But God said we are to always, man is to always pray and not faint. And so if we continue to pray for our sisters and our brothers and those that's not in the Lord, you know, it's a lot of them that don't know God, has not been introduced to God. So we have to befriend those and love those that don't know God and don't have a personal relationship with him. You see what I'm saying? And so so that means that we have to continue to just love one another as God has loved the church. And so I'm not going to go to my preaching yet because I'm in, like I said, into my prayer of those that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, maybe in the last 48, last 24, last 16, an hour ago, even moments ago. And we want you to know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement, but that God is walking along beside of you every step of your journey. And I just want you to be encouraged. I want God to just hold you close in his bosom. And when you find out that you cannot walk, hallelujah, I'm here to encourage you that God will spiritually pick you up and carry you. I tell you, as a living witness, God will carry you. God love you, my sister and my brother. God love you more than you and I could ever love ourselves. Hallelujah. And God went on the Calvary Mountain to prove as much, that God loved us so much. The love that he shown us, that he gave his one and only begotten son. God did not have two or three sons. He didn't have five or six sons, 12 sons. But God only had that admired one. He just had that one. And so God gave his all, his only begotten son, to go to Calvary Cross to pay the penalty for yours and mine and our sins. So now I just want God to just continually to just carry you, and that God will restore happiness and joy and restoration back unto your heart and soul. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. Hallelujah. And let the temple, cathedral of God, his people say amen and amen. All right, so now we're going to go on into what we call a prayer that when we approach this stage and this podium, this platform, we fail not to acknowledge the one that has started it all. I mean, the one that made this here possible for you and I and us to be able to unite and congregate around this planet Earth without even leaving the comfort of your private sector. So wherever you might be, I don't care if you're in your hotel room, I don't care if you're in your lobby, I don't care if you're in a tent, I don't care if you're on the mountain, I don't care if you're in your mansion, I don't care if you're in your castle, I don't care if you're in the convalescent home, I don't care if you're in the psychiatric ward, wherever you might be, hallelujah, wherever you might be, God has made this possible for us to unite. And not only that, but for us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's essential that we get the word out and we tell about God's good name, how good he is. Introduce him to each and every one that we come encounter with on a day-to-day basis in our everyday itinerary. We are to tell others about God, and those that, you know, might have a little bit of relationship, maybe not a personal, but, you know a little bit of them in prayer, or maybe they read their Bibles or their devotions or whatever that they do, then we can, at the same token, we can still be able to talk with them and witness to them, because that is the main reason that we're here. We're not here just for, you know, play and entertainment, but we're here for a purpose. God set us out on a mission, and our mission is to go into all the world and preach not Pastor Ward's gospel, but preach Jesus Christ's gospel as he has implemented in his word. Hallelujah. And so right now we're going to go into prayer, because time is yet ticking right along, and I want to get as much in as I possibly can into the program on this morning. It might be day where you are, but on my blog, it is in the a.m. morning. And so, if you will, I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and in your love unmeasured. We thank your gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us, hallelujah, together and congregate, God, hallelujah, from the, how will I say that, I guess from around the spectrum, God. And you said when you went away, God, that you are going away to prepare a place for us. And upon your return, you would receive us unto yourself. So, God, until you come back after your bridegroom, God, we will continue to march on. We will continue to move forward. We will continue your hands of guidance upon our lives, God, to keep us molded in your word, hallelujah, and implemented as you have established it in these 66 books. And so, God, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, mounting up like wings of an eagle, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. And Father God, I'm asking you on this morning to anoint these lips of clay, God. Hallelujah. Enable me, God, to bring on the word to those that may, then again, may not know of you, God, in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, good words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Lord, we won't take your glory and we won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And again, let the cathedral, temple of God, his people, say amen and amen. All right, so now we're going to take you on into a live program, hallelujah, that's already in progression. And our sermon on this morning entitled, I was trying to give you a little bit of noise, but look like it's just trying to overtake me. I don't know. For some reason, it just don't want to act right this morning. So we're just going to leave it. I think it'd be better to just kind of leave it silent, so that way you can hear me clearly and you don't have to, you know, be trying to, you know, what's Overseer Ward, you know, what did she say, because I wasn't able to hear. And so now I think, because it's a time for that. We have a time for our praise and worship service to come about. But right now, I just want your attention, if I can, and I'm asking you, you know, in a respectable manner. I'm not pushing you or, you know, just trying to impose upon you to do anything against your will, but you that are faithful listeners of this program, I'm asking you to just come and allow me to minister the divine word of God unto you on this morning. So I want you to get close to your podcast dial. And so we're going to take you once again on into a live program that's already in progression. And so our sermon on this morning entitled Riding a Roller Coaster. Hallelujah. You might say, what you mean riding a roller coaster? Well, we're talking about love. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about when we can reach way down and get that love that we don't know we have deep down inside of ourselves, and to love on each other as God has commanded you and I to do. And so we'll go into our first key scripture reading out of the law of Galatians 6 and 9. And you can write this down, and then you can go back at your own discretion and read it, at a later time. But I will give you these key scriptures, and you can just write them down for your own edification. And so it reads like this. It says, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Hallelujah. And I'm going to read another key scripture, and then we're going to go on into our text and the point that we're trying to make on this morning. So our second key scripture is coming out of the law of 1 John 4 and 16. And it reads like this. It says, "We have known and believed the love that God has for us, and God is love." And that scripture reading is coming out of the law once again, 1 John 4 and 16. All right, and so I think we have one more, and it's a third key scripture coming out of the law of 1 John 3 and 18. And it reads this. It says, "My little children, let us not love in words or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." And so we're talking about, once again, we're talking about love. God tell us to love each other as he has loved us, as he has loved the church. And so, you know, I'm reminded that, you know, if you have, or if you know someone, some friend, or some constituent, or some business colleague that maybe in his family circle he has loved ones that are struggling with substance abuse or, have substance abuse problems. If you know, that they're emotional, just look like a dead end without, a dead end without a safe landing. So, you know that their emotions can be like a roller coaster, or riding a roller coaster, so to speak. It goes up and down. Today, she wants help. Tomorrow, he's drinking, is on a high on drugs again. And then today again, he or she is being honest. Tomorrow, he or she is running from the truth. So we know that the Holy Spirit can help you and I and us to learn how to love people even like that in their sins and struggles. And here is just a few key principles that you and I can implement and put into practice. And the first one is to treat the person with respect. Be gentle when trying to restore him or her. In the law of Galatians 6 and 1, and the Bible says, "Do not do for him or her what he or she should do for him or herself." So don't get in the way of the consequences that God can use to bring change. The Bible says, remember that you do not have the power to change other people. So we cannot change people. We can only pray for them. And so God said, to help them to ask God to help them to become the person that he desires for them to be. He says that you and I, we can reach out in love, but in doing so, to seek God's wisdom in what to say and do in each encounter. Then James 1 and 5 says, then rebuke or be silent in love. God said, depend on him. You and I will make mistakes, but anchor yourself in God's word and continually to commit yours and mine and ourselves in God's love. Hallelujah. To love the Lord, and we can love in prayer. Making some of these choices can help you and I and us slow down the roller coaster ride of changing emotions. And we know that in this life, in this world in which we live, you know, there's contaminate our mind and put us on a roller coaster ride to no return. And the only way we return is because somebody somewhere had enough love to pray for you and I and us, that God will, that God would preserve our lives and keep us safe from hurt, harm, and danger, even death, hell, and the grave. So we know that somebody was praying. Some grandmother, some mother, some aunt, some uncle, somewhere. It don't even have to be our psychological, biological parents or family members, but strangers pray for you and I and us. So we know that when we are kept from hurt, harm, and danger, it's because somebody prayed. If you didn't pray, then somebody prayed for you. There's an old hymn that said, somebody prayed for me. My mother and my father prayed for me. So we know that in this life, you will have people praying for you that you don't even have a clue that they are praying for you. But they are praying for you because that is what God has commanded them to do. He says to pray. Man, is to always pray. Hallelujah. As what the world needs now is love. Sweet love, and there is just too little love. And so we know that in this great big old world in which you and I exist, there is not enough love being implemented. And so we need to check out that crack in the crevice of our heart. Is it love embedded in our heart? And if it's not love embedded in our heart, then we need to go and check ourselves and say, Lord, I'm sorry that I don't have that love that I am supposed to have. You told me to love one another as you have loved the church. The Bible says that the greatest love that you and I and us that we could receive is the love of God. He loved you and I so much that he gave his son Jesus to live and to die, to raise again, to redeem us. In the epistle book of 1 John 4 and 9, we receive his love, and we receive Jesus as our Savior Lord. As many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of the epistle John 1 and 12. And the Bible tells us, says, after we've experienced God's love, we then can learn to give love. Let us love one another, for love is of God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of the epistle, 1 John 4 and 7. God's love enabled you and I and us to love our brothers and our sisters in Christ. That's what we're talking about. We teach and we encourage and we rebuke. We weep and we rejoice. The love we give is tender and tough and supportive. We are taught by Jesus even to love our enemies. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you. Spitefully use you and prosecute you. God said giving love to others can be challenging in some circumstances. So we know sometimes it's hard to love people. It's hard to get along with those that, you know, it just seem like it's just no, you know, it just look like it's just no reason that you should be loving this person because look like they're just so hard to love. But in spite of all of that, you and I are to continue to love, our enemies, those who persecute us, those who backbite and talk about us behind our back, in our face, when we're not around, when we're just, you know, a few paces over, at a desk, in a chair, in the next room, in the next office. Pray for those who spitefully use us. Hallelujah. That's what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. We know it's possible because of the love God has first given you and I and us. The Bible says that a good plan for our lives today is to receive love, give love, and repeat. I want to say that one more time. God said a good plan for our lives today is to receive love, give love, and to repeat. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name so we know that God is love. God is about love. And he proved that over 2,000 light years ago when he went to Calvary Mount. The Bible says they hung him high and they stretched him wide. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us, it says that, you know, you've heard that old saying, a friend in need is a friend indeed. But we know that that philosophy has took on a new meaning for you and I and us. You know, John remind us, in the epistle book of 1 John 3:18, says that, my little children, let us not love in words or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And I know that sometimes this means inconvenience yours and ours and our lives, ourselves, to care for the interests of others, receiving that help when we ourselves are in need. You know, sometimes you might be hurting. You're going through a trial or you're going through a tribulation. You're going through a turbulent in your life, a tsunami, a smack through storm in your life. And it seemed like, how in the world can I be concerned about somebody else's, hallelujah, dilemma, calamity, when I'm going through a storm of my own? But that's where God tell you and I and us to put ourselves on the back burner and put the love of others on the front burner. We can actually put our concerns in the oven and shut the door and leave it to God. God said he don't want us to worry. He said he don't want us to worry about nothing, but in all pray. Pray about everything. Hallelujah. After all Christ has done for you and I and us, it's a blessing to be his hands and his feet in loving one another. Hallelujah. So we can pray this prayer. Father, thank you for making me a part of your family by giving your son Jesus for me. Help me to accept the care of others and also to serve them out of gratitude and out of my love for you. We know that when we love Christ, you and I and us. We love others as well. And that's what we're talking about on this morning. We're talking about love. We're talking about reaching out for others, helping one another. That is what we're talking about on this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy and righteous name. We just thank God, hallelujah, for everything that he has done in our lives, great and small. We just thank God. God says, this is the great commandment. And we know that many people don't mind giving God a little. Some are willing to give him a bit more. Others are even willing to give him a great deal. But God commands you and I and us to give him our all, to give him our everything, not just all of our headaches, our heartaches, our troubles, and our sorrow. But God wants our gifts, our talent, our intelligence, our skills, and our wills. We will bring him our all. He will do for you and I and us what he did with two fishes and five loaves of bread. He'll bless us and multiply what we have and what we give. He'll bestow purpose and meaning upon our lives. He'll cause you and I and us to be men's among men's and women's among women. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for being the gracious God that he is. Hallelujah. And so we're going to be moving right along. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. So the Bible tells us, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that to stand steadfast, therefore, in the liberty whereas with Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We just thank God because we can just meet and greet one another with a holy, a holy kiss, I think, and a Christ-like, a holy hug and a Christ-like kiss. I think that's the way I word it a lot of times. But God said that love blooms in the midst of life ugliness. So we can go into the Epistle Paul and we can identify with the love that he has, hallelujah, has presented. He said love is our capacity to embrace a love one of a stranger outside the gate. Despite their fault, despite the inadequacy, it is the ability to be there for that individual no matter what. It says real love is not only professed, but acted upon and acted out. We know that love is putting all of our good intentions into action. Jesus has commanded you and I once again to love one another in the same way that he has loved us. He says, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one another. That scripture reading is coming out of the Epistle of John, 13 and 34 through 35. And as you and I and us, if we love, we are to provide the care, the nurturing, and support for our brothers and our sisters. The Bible says that it is essential to their well-being and their spiritual growth and development. Paul's famous love passage also says that love is something that grows stronger and ultimately becomes a physical and spiritual reality that sheds light on true meaning and true being. Love is intimate. Love is immutable. Love is gentle. Love is everlasting. Love is the real stuff that life is made of. Love is the real thing. Love is love. And we know that God is love. We can never outlive love, for love never dies. All of our living, we will see God's face to face. And that is the real thing. Hallelujah, Jesus. and bless your holy name. So we got one more, I think, scripture reading, and then we're going to wrap this up because I didn't want to be too long on this morning. So we're going to read this, and this, then we're going to take you on into our second phase of our program, and that is bringing you the hymns of Zion. So God tell us, he said, love one another as I have loved you. So God says, when asked what was his greatest commandment, Jesus replied, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. The Bible tells us that this is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law, the Epistle of Matthew 22:37-40. We know that the Christian believers, we live in a world that suffers under the influence of Satan. We know that the conflict that arises allows you and I and us slip into an us and a them distinction. We falsely assume that we can be selective in who you and I and us, who we love. I'm going to love you, but I'm not going to love that one over there. I'm going to love this sister in the church, but I'm not going to love the first lady. I'm going to love the greeters, the meters and the greeters, but I'm not going to love the deacon. So the Bible tells us that we cannot choose who to love. We have to love everybody. We don't have to like what they do, but the Bible strictly, hallelujah, enforces us to love one another. And John denounced this view as false and instructed his contemporaries. He says that as well as you and me today, that the central of God is love. The scripture instructs us that we must love each other as well as God. Armed with this knowledge, we know that there are difficult situations in which we must love, especially if we want others to recognize us as being of God. This is demonstrated in the four basic ways. He said, love for our neighbors, love for fellow believers, love for our families, and love for our enemies. Often we want to love God, but still want to reserve the right to reject certain brothers and sisters. But love doesn't work that way. We know that for he who loves God must love his brothers also. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of the Epistle 1 John 4:21. The extent of God's love can be seen in the sacrifice of his own son, Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, though it was not a robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Philippians 2:6-7. On the basis of such love, we as believers are encouraged to love each other. God, who is infinitely deserving, and even our enemies, who may be undeserving. So the Bible tells us to love one another as I have loved you. Hallelujah. So I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. And if this program has been a blessing, hallelujah, has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, I'm just asking you to send all your prayer petitions and submit them to the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. The Old Ship of Zion. And then on behalf of God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. And so we just want you to be encouraged. We want you to buckle up with Jesus at your will. When you're out and about, always buckle up with Jesus. That means that pray before you leave home. When you leave home, when you're on your job site, or if you're out shopping, you're out taking care of business, and whatever you might be doing in your day-to-day itinerary, I want to encourage you to buckle up with Jesus at your spiritual wheel, because he is people-friendly. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so I want you just to be encouraged. I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. And so now, without any further ado, we're going to take you on into the second phase of our program, and that is the second portion of our program, bringing you Hymns of Zion. And that is to just encourage your heart and hopefully inspire you and, you know, just inspire you to keep on keeping on in spite of, you know, what you might be experiencing, what you're going through right now. I just want you to be encouraged. And so now, if you have any prepositions, if you have any testimony that you want to share with the world, you are prompted right now, you can call in. And we will be just so delighted to hear from you the miracles that God is performing in the lives of his people. So I encourage you, if you have any testimony that you want to share with the old people of Zion, now is the time to call in and make known, hallelujah, the blessings that God has bestowed upon you and your family. All right, so we're going to give you a few more minutes. We're going to get our music up and going. And so if you have any prepositions, you're encouraged just to call in right now before we start in the second phase of our program. And that is bringing you Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. All right? So we're going to give you a few more minutes, you know, those of you that might be just tuning in and may just be on the second phase of this program. We're going to give each one an opportunity to, you know, share with the world the miracles, what God is performing in your life. When you have prayed and you place your prepositions at the feet of God, you've asked God to work out a circumstance in your life, may it be to pay a bill, may it be to put money in your pocket, may it be to find a husband or wife in marriage, may it be to have a baby. God has blessed you to conceive. You know, whatever your testimony might be, we encourage you to call in and share, hallelujah, the goodness of Jesus with us. So now, without any further ado, we're going to take you over into the second phase of our digital mastered praise and worship experience. Hallelujah. So now we're going to take you into Hymns of Zion.
Like Oh, that my mouth can sing the words that will make me free. Life can only reflect what my heart has received. Cause in my words, blinded eyes to see. Direct me. Correct me. Correct me. Use it for my soul.
Treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you're. That's all.
some just love you for all the victories won. Now there's nothing wrong with that kind of praise. I love you is all I want to say. I got one more verse before I end this tune. I can go on and on like Erica Badu, cause I love you. Oh Lord, I just love you for who you are. That's all, that's all. You see, I'm not trying to be material things,
like what?
Like the birds and the diamonds and the Escalade or the Benz. So you will still be God, and that's enough for me to love you. Hey, I love you, Lord. I just love you. Oh Lord, I just love you for who you are. Yeah. You mean more than this world to me. I'm not trying to be no superstar. I love you, Lord, and here's the reason why. Live your life, you didn't have to die. If you ever think about it, I just cry. Long as I live, you'll be glorified. No, I don't pray this as much as I should. No, I don't read this as much as I could. If I asked you to give it, Lord, I know you would. Try to end the song, but you've been so good to me. And oh Lord, I just love you for love you for who you are. You mean more than this life to me. And I'm not trying to be no superstar. You mean more than life to me. You're everything I need. Supply all of my needs. This goes on and on. I just love you. I'm trying to end this song, but you've been so good. All I can say is, na, 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 na. Always been there. Na, 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 na. Please, I love you. Na, 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 na. Oh, show me that you care. Na, na, na. One more time, say na.
My own.
sweet time, spending every moment of my life, covering the mystery of everything you are. If you got a temple, everything, I think you can always count me in. If you ever call me, there's no road that's too far.
Finally, baby, cry.
no guilt or shame this time. No, not this time. Once I surrender, I won't dare look back. Cause if I do, I'll get off track. Move ahead in faith and patiently await your answer. What will it be? I see on I still have you. You showed me your grace.